Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my local Salem Media Group satellite station here, flagship station in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters, and police, our hospital and emergency room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working tonight, regardless of what you're doing, thank you so very much to keep America moving along. You can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. I'm also on Parler, the Captain's America, also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And joining us to start off hour number two, we have the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, America, we have a COVID stimulus relief bill. We'll talk more about that probably at the bottom of the hour, but we talked extensively about it last hour. We do have $600 stimulus checks coming to everybody who made less than $75,000. They'll probably be handed out the same way they were before. Many people got their checks mailed to them. No idea when that's going to happen. The president has to sign it in law, and so far they've only agreed in principle that there is a bill that will be voted on and passed today. And then we'll go from there. Now, Kyle, President Trump more than likely is going to wind up going back to Florida. And I hate to say this, but come January the 20th, it looks like as if Joe Biden will be sworn in as president, Kamala Harris as vice president. That's a fair assumption based on the facts of the matter as we know them right now, correct?
Yes, I would say so.
So I want to talk about the five most influential Republicans who will be in D.C. That's not to say that President Trump won't be influential, too, because he will. He just won't be in D.C. Now, the number one person who's going to be looked at as the senior most leader in a Republican Party in D.C. is none other than Mitch McConnell. He's 78 years of age. He's now been reelected to his seventh term as senator from Kentucky. He definitely is, the Senate leader, chosen for the eighth two-year term, 16 years now, it will be when he finishes this one. He's overseen the confirmations of Supreme Court Justices Brett Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, and he also guided the nominations through roughly 20% of the federal judiciary by Trump through the Senate for confirmation. It's a tremendous feat done by somebody. Now, More recently, McConnell seen that Trump appointees secured spots on the key regulatory agencies, ranging from the Federal Elections Commission and Federal Communications Commission to the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission and the National Credit Union Administration. So he's done quite a bit, which makes him the number one most influential Republican leader in D.C. Do you know who number two is?
Well, I would say maybe Kevin McCarthy.
Exactly. Yeah. Kevin McCarthy, 55 years of age, is in line to be the next Speaker of the House because Nancy Pelosi, you ready for this, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Pelosi is going to have a hard time reining in her crew with a lead of 5 or 6 seats in the House of Representatives. The closest division in the House since 1958.
Yeah, this is huge, really huge, because what happened, of course, in this last go-around is nothing less than a disaster for the Democrats in the House.
Well, the Republicans never lost a single House seat. Not one. Not
right.
One. They picked up 13 seats, 12 for now. There's a disputed race in New York 22 where the current leader in the clubhouse is the Republican Congresswoman-elect by 12 votes. That's probably going to be investigated by the Congressional Committee. They're going to go up there and see what it is that they can do to disrupt things. And by the way, that's a Democratic Control Committee, and we'll see how that works out. Now, the third most important person is none other than Rona Romney McDaniel, the Republican National Committee Chairwoman, who is running again in January for leadership. She is probably going to be reelected without opposition.
Well, exactly right. That's right.
And she's done a good job.
I think so. I think so. And again, you know, this is a big deal because we've got to see how things are going to go after Trump.
Then here's a sleeper that I'll bet you didn't even think about. Rick Scott. Our senator, junior senator from Florida, because he is the chairman of the National Republican Senatorial Committee, which is why he's on television a lot. You see him doing a lot of talking. His net worth is some $255 million. He has enough money to run his own presidential campaign without having to worry about a whole bunch of money from some other sources, although he probably would still do what needs to be done. And, oh, by the way, he is a tremendous fundraiser for the Republican Party. He's able to raise lots of money. And then finally, the woman, Susan Collins, U.S. Senator from Maine, she is going to be the most wined and dined senator of all of them because of the fact that she tends to vote for not all one side. She considers herself an independent. Watch and see.
Yep, that's right.
All right, here comes the music. So, folks, those are going to be the five most important Republicans in D.C., and of course, the president will still be around. He'll just be in Mira Loma down here, Florida, or Mira Largo, sorry, but he won't. Mira Loma's in California. But he'll be relevant, very relevant, and very vocal, and I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't announce that he's a candidate for 2024 on Inauguration Day. I'll be right back.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Auto Glass America. And in the times that we're living in, somebody needs to give you a break. Now, if you live in Florida and you have Florida Comprehensive Insurance, you're all set because Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand with your windshield replacement when you tell them I sent you. Now, they handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job, and you get a lifetime warranty and $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand at the time they finish the service, and a lifetime warranty, too, on the windshield. So, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Port Charlotte, and other surrounding areas, they are ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. Just give them a call at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you and get that $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand today. And Kyle, what do they say?
Auto Glass America.
There he is. Yep. All right. We talked about the United Kingdom, and we talked about what appears to be another strain of some sort, a development there, a UK virus variant that doesn't appear to be in the U.S., but they're starting to talk, New York City's starting to talk about, well, you know, we might have to shut down the travel from the United Kingdom to the U.S. and all that stuff. But James in Clearwater reminds me of something which is very, very true. He said, it seems that people have forgotten that the COVID-19 virus has already mutated hundreds of times within a few short months by the time scientists in India were able to sequence its DNA. weight. Now, there were some variants that have seemed to have been more lethal than others. That's always the case. And there's no reason to think that this won't continue in the future. Mutate is exactly what viruses do. Very, very true. Just look at the flu. Now, the more virulent strain is more of the same old story. This same can be said on the regular season flu and also other things that come across mutate themselves and change in form. So, therefore, for everybody to just jump on the brakes and go, oh, no, we can't do this, we can't do that, they need to start thinking a little bit more clearer.
Oh, I totally agree, Captain. But of course the coronavirus has so much politics attached to it by default now. This is what we do know, though. Of course, the United Kingdom saying that they are monitoring this new strain, what they believe is a new strain. They believe it could be up to 70% more infectious. And now we've got a new story that came out just a little while ago, Captain, that Asian countries are now starting to monitor this. There's no evidence that this new strain has gone into an Asian country, but you have countries like South Korea and others taking a very close look at this and evaluating, even India, perhaps evaluating their own policies regarding people flying in from the UK. Of course, European neighbors of the UK, as we talked about last hour, they're already beginning to shut down their travel, so we'll see if that comes towards the United States. But at any rate, this is going to be something to watch, obviously.
Well, erring to be on the side of caution is one thing, but erring to be on the side of stupidity is another. And you can't just drop everything you're doing and go, oh, my God, we have a mutation. It's going to be terrible. It's going to kill 7,000 people tomorrow. You don't know that.
No, we don't know that. And again, that's what I was saying. This has politics attached to it by default now. So many people, Captain, they were waiting for the vaccine, which, by the way, everything I'm seeing about this new strain, the refrain seems to be that there's no reason to believe that the vaccines would not also be effective against this. So that, of course, that will remain to be seen, and hopefully we'll get more data on that. But everybody's been waiting for this vaccine, and suddenly, if we get the vaccine and then, uh-oh, no, wait a minute, a new, more infectious strain is out there, well, what does that mean? We shut down again? Are we back to March
this
year?
This week, the marching orders that we have on the vaccine are people 75 years of age and older and more first responders are going to be given the vaccine this week.
Right.
And we do have a second vaccine that was approved, the Moderna vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something else that's going to come into play here right now, the second vaccine besides the first vaccine. So that will make things a little bit easier, if you will. There'll be more doses out there. And, again, this week, people 75 years of age and older, they're still going around to the nursing homes, but if you have any concerns and you're in that age group, 75 or older, contact your doctor, and they'll be able to help you out. Don't just sit there and go, well, nobody called me. No, it doesn't work that way. Contact your doctor. Nobody's going to call you unless, of course, for some reason your doctor winds up with it. Oh, by the way, the drugstore chain that's going to have this ready to use before anybody is Walgreens.
Oh, very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. This is what we're hearing, that this would be one of the primary models of being able to do these vaccinations. Exactly right. But again, people are going to be wondering, what does it mean if I get the vaccination? Does that mean I still have to wear a mask and all that? And I think for the time being,
yep,
officials are going to say, yes, you have to continue to
yep
wear a mask.
And here's the thing. Everybody's going, well, how come President Trump isn't going to get it? How come President Trump? Because he was given antibodies to get over COVID. And the antibodies he was given are a one-up. I mean, he's already in that area where the antibodies are still doing what they're doing. There are other people that need to be given the vaccine ahead of him. Hate to make it sound that simple, but it is that simple, and that's why the president is sitting back. And in my case, last week I got tested again for the antibodies, and they're still up there, way up there, my antibodies. So I don't necessarily need to get the vaccine, but I am on the list because of the fact that I'm in what's called an essential occupation.
Well, exactly right. And And hopefully, Captain, it's going to start easing things and people are going to start feeling better about all this.
Yeah, and when I get it, I'm going to tell everybody that how simple it was, okay, and this, that, and the other, because I know people that have gotten it already, and nobody has had a problem that I know. Nobody. Okay, so again, don't buy the lie from some of this crap that's out there. Oh, my God, it's got this and it's got that and it's going to make you this way and that way. We don't know that.
No, we don't. We know what some of these trials have done and so forth. But again, I think...
And there's so much garbage that's on the Internet, it's not funny. These people that are putting this stuff out on the Internet, they're actually doing a disservice to themselves.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And the more the people get this, the more information we're going to have and know whether or not things have to speed up or slow down, basically, based on what the feedback is.
Yeah, because, again, there's a lot of disinformation that's out there right now, and you got to be very, very, very careful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but anyway, and then, again, there's Cuomo. Cuomo says... Well, you know, the COVID-19 mutation in the United Kingdom could be headed to the U.S., and we might have to stop things. We might have to slow things down here. Oh, geez.
Well, again, but see, this is, again, politicians jumping on top of this thing in order to say, well, uh-oh, maybe I might have to do some more lockdowns and this kind of thing. But, you know, Captain, I think by and large, as much as people want to be safe, and I think they have wanted to take all these precautions, they're getting done with lockdowns. We're seeing the effect of it here in California. The recall effort against Newsom is gaining steam,
I think,
primarily because of the lockdowns.
Yes, and oh, by the way, kind of a sidebar here, the Russian scientist who was working on the COVID-19 vaccine in Russia, apparently jumped to his death from a high-rise building.
That's unbelievable. Sorry to hear such a thing, obviously.
Well, it makes me wonder if he jumped or if he got pushed because he wouldn't say something.
No kidding.
Because you know there's got to be a lot of people out there trying to get their hands on that.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And, of course, what's the big deal in Russia? Who would be looking for it?
Who would that be?
The Russian mafia.
The Russian mafia.
Yep.
Interesting, yeah.
Yep, think about it. And then again... As I did mention here in the last hour, Vladimir Putin thanked his people that, let's see, where is it here? Let me get it exactly. Putin told his spy agency, keep up the good work after the computer hacking.
Well, yeah,
that's
quite a sort of a gloating kind of a thing to say. Certainly doesn't help the situation at all, obviously. But this is a major deal.
And Putin's a sharp cat. He may be taking credit for something he didn't do.
Well, that is an old adage. You know, if people think you did something, better sometimes.
Because I'm telling you, I don't think Russia's in on this by themselves.
One might think exactly. You're right. But the old adage, if you're accused of something, at least in Putin's regard here, better to look strong than to look like I didn't know what happened.
Well, he's going to milk it. He's going to milk it.
Yeah.
And one last thing before we go to break, because I hear the music coming up in my ear. AOC shared her COVID-19 vaccination on social media. She let everybody watch her getting her little shot in her arm. all right, hold that thought, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Investigators are still working to uncover the extent of a cyber attack into several federal agencies. The Departments of Commerce, Energy, Homeland Security, and State, as well as the National Institutes of Health, have been affected. The attack has been called significant and ongoing by federal investigators. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has said that it appears the blame lies with Russian hackers. Senator Mitt Romney says the alleged Russian hack was an extremely damaging attack. The Utah Republican told NBC's Meet the Press that the attack went on way too long.
You cannot overstate how serious this is. I mean, they basically had the capacity to know what we're doing. They even got into the agency that's responsible for our nuclear capacities, for our research with regards to nuclear weaponry. This is an extraordinarily damaging invasion, and it went on for a long, long time.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
The injury law experts at Fair and Fair measure their success by only one thing, your success. Since opening its doors in 1979, Fair and Fair has won over $1 billion for its clients with offices in Florida and Georgia, including in Tampa, St. Petersburg, and Bradenton. Their legal team has more than 60 attorneys, including military veterans. Team Farrah won't let the insurance company push you around and is dedicated to treating every client with the dignity and respect they deserve. So whether you've been injured in a car crash, truck accident, slip or fall, or on the job, you can trust that Fair and Farrah will listen and fight tirelessly to get you the justice and compensation you deserve. Visit fairandfarrah.com.
Now, remember, their phone number, and they are there right now, is 877-245-6707. There's someone, a live person, to answer your call or your question right now at Farrah and Farrah. Now, Farrah and Farrah is spelled F-A-R-A-H, so it's F-A-R-A-H, farrahandfarrah.com. Their phone number, 877-245-6707. Give them a call, and you folks up there in Georgia, as well as around Florida, they can help you out. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, certainly, with everything that's been transpiring, the COVID situation, we now have the doses of Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine that went out yesterday, leaving warehouses en route for healthcare facilities around the United States, which is another rush to distribute the second approved COVID-19 vaccine. And we're going to be seeing more vaccine coming because next month, it looks like as if, according to Admiral Brett Guare of the U.S. Coast Guard, that a third COVID-19 vaccine could be approved.
Well, exactly. And so these will translate in, of course, millions and millions more doses for people. So the more and more that we get people vaccinated, the faster we'll have some semblance of getting back to normal. And that's what everybody has been waiting for. That's what we were promised. That's what everyone has been holding out for. And it can't come soon enough, obviously.
Now, there's a couple of stories that just came in here right away. One of them is about the United Kingdom. It now says United Kingdom flights have been banned as Britain warns new virus strain is out of control. That's number one. And the second one, I think you said something about this, and I just now saw this. It said Biden's Surgeon General appointee says there is no reason to doubt the vaccine works against the virus as stated.
Well, right, yeah, and basically in context with what with these different countries, like Asian countries, of course, European countries, with the strain that the UK is monitoring right now, what I've seen in conjunction with all these stories is that there doesn't seem to be a reason to think that the vaccine wouldn't be effective against it. Now, how effective? I don't know. If it's a different strain, you know,
well,
you get a flu shot every year and it's different, you know.
It's like the flu shot, okay? Believe it or not, if you got a flu shot, it actually helps you out insofar as the COVID problem, because it gives you a certain amount of immunity. Okay, well, let's see here. Mary, what's going on?
Good morning.
What do you mean, You're always ready to talk. Talk.
On the vaccine. Well, I heard there was a Dr. Burks hypocrite sighting flying around.
I already talked about that last hour.
And the second one, did you mention when they roll out that vaccine that about 20, 25 states have agreed to distribute that vaccine according to people's color? And that means brown and colored underserved people first instead of like it should be where it's going to be the people.
And what states are those that agreed to do that? Are they red states or blue states by chance? Do you know?
I really don't.
Blue.
I just heard it twice yesterday.
Blue.
Oh, my goodness.
Blue.
That's just great. Social justice programs.
And you were expecting something different?
No, not really, but social justice programs are going to be all over the place. They're already starting.
Of course.
I wish there was a way to track everything that's going on in Congress. You just can't, because you don't know what's going on up there.
Well, you have to watch the congressional record and see what's being proposed when it comes out.
Those bills are so long. But,
I know, but that's what you have to do.
They're up there.
All right.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
Okay. I kind of caught her by surprise there, Kyle, because she wasn't used to me just jumping in there that quick.
Well, but I think, what she's talking about, I know that in California especially, they're talking about the distribution based on race.
Now let's talk about a couple of political things that have a little different twist to them. Senator John Barrasso, who is a doctor himself from Wyoming, a senator from Wyoming,
warned Sunday on television, Fox News Sunday, that the Biden cabinet picks are in for grueling hearings simply because of who some of these people are and what their track records have been.
Well, sure. You know, obviously, that's, you know, what it doesn't just track back, of course, to, you know, how the Democrats treated President Trump and Republicans and the recent name calling, shall we say, by one of the Biden high-ups there. But it does have to do
well,
with who these people are and what they're trying.
How about Xavier Becerra, to use Joe Biden's pronunciation?
Oh, yeah.
How about,
right,
that?
Yeah.
How about that guy, the guy that actually lost? Well, I don't know what happened to the servers at the DNC. They were in store. We just can't seem to find them. Yeah, they're out dumped in the ocean somewhere.
Right. Yeah, well, yeah, and I think we just have to call him Becerra from now on because that's
sure.
That's what Joe Biden called him, but
yeah.
Javier Becerra, he's definitely very, very far left. And so, you know, even just on those qualifications or those characteristics, I should say, alone, he should be in for a pretty grueling a Senate confirmation, yes.
And also, while we're at it, Kevin McCarthy has come out and said that Eric Swalwell must be booted from the House Intel panel. I watched him do an interview yesterday where he said they were given an hour-long briefing told about what Swalwell was involved in, what he knew, this woman that was involved, and all that sort of stuff. And he said there's no reason that Swalwell should be anywhere near the Intel panel.
Well, that's right. Yeah, he can't talk about any specifics, but what he saw absolutely frightened him. And so, you know, Captain, the double standard on stark display here, anybody else, if they had an R behind their name, they'd be booted off that committee faster than you could say anything. But Nancy Pelosi, by the way, is the one who should do it because she's the one who put him there in the first place.
Yeah. Now, we're starting to see a pickup in people trying to get across the border, and there's starting to be some people that are lining up along the border, if you will, thinking that when the Democrats get in, they're just going to open the border up and let everybody in. That's not quite the way it's going to work. But there are more deaths now being reported along the border, and it apparently this season is on track for one of the highest number of recorded deaths ever because of what's going on. And the heat is just starting up, too, down there, too.
Well, right, yeah, it's very sad, and I gotta tell you, you know, again, the reason, you know, that you hear things coming from the Biden people, basically, hey, we're gonna do amnesty, we're gonna do this, we're gonna do that, they send
mm-hmm.
absolutely the wrong messages, and this is what happens. It's really sad.
And by the way, in this stranger but true segment of the program here, Joe Biden and his advisors are talking about working with the Chinese in outer space. They would love to be able to work with the Chinese hand in hand and have an outer space program together with them. I don't think so.
You know, I nobody would be surprised by that kind of statement. That is something that is obviously easier said than done. And you know, Captain, you know, we work with other countries too. You know, in terms of getting things, there was a program called Sea Launch not all that long ago, and they did
yeah.
work with countries like Russia. But here's the thing: a lot of stuff was compartmentalized for obvious reasons. Now, I don't know if Joe Biden would insist upon something like that, but you better tread pretty lightly when it comes to stuff like that because
mm-hmm.
it is very, very
well,
important.
Our buddy Steve in Thailand in the chat room is chiming in, and he's saying, I suppose the blue states will prioritize vaccination of people of color and Democratic politicians, too. That's the kind of stuff that they usually do, right? It's like they defend the police and then give themselves private security at taxpayer cost. Yep, you got it, Steve. You got it. All right, hold the fort there. And, Kyle, you hang on. And folks will be right back with another Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And we'll take a look at what's going on. There is some fog spreading up around the southeast and up the east coast. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our pal Donna Fiducia up there at Carrollton, Georgia Way, just up the road a tad bit from the big old troops down there at Fort Benning, Georgia. Big hooah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia. And we are going to get started right now. We're going to go rocking with this one. This is a blast from the past, and boy, was this a lot of fun, this movie that this music came from.
No matter what the thing you pull, you'll find it's not enough. No
Beverly Hills Cop 2, Shake Down. Kyle, you remember that one?
Absolutely, yeah. That's one of my favorite Bob Seger tunes. Absolutely.
What's the one thing that stands out in that movie?
What's that?
Bridget Nielsen.
Bridget Nielsen.
Yeah, and then when they did Taggart, well, we have President Ford here. Oh, my God, that was hilarious. Oh, boy. But anyway, those were the days.
Yep.
That was when movies were a lot of fun and people liked going to them and all that stuff, and that was a great movie. Okay, here we go. I'm going to read the statement then give it to you. The wet weather pattern for the Northwest will continue for one more day as a strong cold front sweeps through the region. On Monday, you can expect more precipitation with heavy rain and mountain snow along with gusty winds. Meanwhile, a clipper-like low-pressure system will drop through the Great Lakes and Ohio Valley on Monday with rain and some measurable snow and gusty winds, and we've got freezing fog along the eastern seaboard in some areas. We'll tell you where that's at. Kyle, take it away out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yeah, we'll start in the Pacific Northwest, as you mentioned. Right now in Seattle, Washington, they've got an aerial flood watch. Also, it is raining there right now, and it looks like it's going to be raining through Monday, going away for most of the rest of the week, but returning back on Christmas Day, and looks like Portland will be the same story. Not raining there right now, but rain coming in perhaps on Christmas Day. Also, Captain, we've got avalanche warning. This is going to be just west of I-84 near Baker City, and also extending up a little bit northwards, just south of Walla Walla.
By the way, there's snow on Cabbage tonight. I just noticed it.
And snow on Cabbage tonight, yep. Exactly. Mm-hmm. And 4th of July pass, too, wet pavement as well. And so be on the lookout for that. Then light rain expected there. Another avalanche warning, this one in Missoula, Montana, Captain. And this is extending southward and also a little bit northward as well. And that means, of course, that this is a backcountry avalanche warning that they've issued. Winter weather advisory, this is near Yellowstone National Park. High wind warning in Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming. So that's also something to be aware of. But also, Captain, tonight in California, dense fog in the Central Valley. This is all the way from just north of Sacramento all the way down to Bakersfield, California 99, Interstate 5. The fog may stick around maybe to about, according to the advisory, about 1 p.m. local time on Monday. So be very careful if you're driving through that kind of soup tonight.
Okay, we have got some problems over to the east along the Gulf of Mexico. Now, the fog has gone all the way down now to Brownsville, Texas, right along the Gulf, and it comes all the way up, wraps itself around Galveston, gets wider, goes out about 40, 50 miles, goes up to Houston, again, goes north out of Houston about 40 or 50 miles, goes all the way across I-10 into the western and central part of Mississippi, and might be patchy enough over to Pensacola right now by the looks. But it's heavy, it's dense fog. Now, coming out of New Orleans and also up on I-12, you're going to have heavy fog across I-12. But coming out of New Orleans, I-55, dense fog all the way up to the Tennessee line. And in Mississippi, I-55, I-59, and all the way across I-20 tonight, east to west, you've got dense fog. Mississippi is inundated in dense fog tonight. Don't know why that is, but the whole state is just about totally under a dense fog advisory. Up in the northeastern corner, Huntsville, north and east, you've got, in Alabama, you've got dense fog. The eastern half right now of Tennessee is under a dense fog advisory, all the way across I-40 and up to I-81 and I-24 down into the area down towards Chattanooga. Now, you've got some wet roads, which have frozen over in the Carolinas up in the Piedmont section and out west, so you got to be very careful and observant of that. We also have a light dusting of snow going on right now in the mountains of West Virginia over towards the western part of, let's see, up towards I-77, it looks like right now, and I-79 in Pennsylvania. And then eastern Kentucky. You've got a dense fog advisory. You've got freezing fog tonight in parts of New Jersey and southeastern Pennsylvania. And then that freezing fog continues up in Massachusetts and New Hampshire, goes right up I-95 all the way to Nova Scotia tonight. And Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him very much and appreciate all that he does for the program. Meanwhile, coming up right now, we have from FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon. Well, were you watching the deal that got agreed to in principle that's going to be voted on today when it comes to the COVID stimulus plan?
On and off.
And?
Well,
I mean, I got the details here, but then again, I'm not surprised by anything that I see. However, I know that it's going to be voted on, and it looks like as if it's been agreed on in principle. But then again, we don't know that for sure because you're talking about Nancy Pelosi and people, and you never know what on God's earth they're going to do. But the big thing, I suppose, is the people are going to get $600 direct payments, and the unemployment benefits will be boosted by $300 a week. They also are going to include the $1.4 trillion spending bill for the government to keep it going until September of 2021. However, they're on a bit of a timetable for that, and they may or may not be able to get it done by midnight.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell and several other reports have come out and said that they have a deal. So we're going to have to trust that. Now, the $600 is for people earning $75,000 or less.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
There needs to be that distinction.
Yep. Yeah, because people were, you know, having a problem trying to understand that. Well, I'm going to get my... No, you're not. But anyway, there you go. And also, some $15 billion to help payroll assistance that will allow 32,000 furloughed airline workers to go back to work through March 31st. A $1 billion deal for the passenger railroad Amtrak, which never has made any money. $14 billion for public transportation systems and $10 billion for state highways, which is something we know that they've needed for a while. But I certainly hope the states use that money for what it's entitled for, not use it to balance their budgets, which is what some of them were doing.
Well, yeah. But, you know, interestingly enough, I would be looking at the questionable states because many of them have rainy day funds that are sizable. I wrote on California the fact that it's got a $21 billion
correct
rainy day fund. So I would be challenging California on why they're not helping out because of their reckless decisions.
Yep.
Use their own money.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. When we come back, we got plenty of stuff to talk about. That was just the tip of the iceberg. When we come back, we will be getting into some more stuff, including what happened in Baghdad at our embassy. They had some rockets fired at it. They got real close again. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.